Michael Walker is online now to have a chat to us about the fly up here to the Gold Coast. He rides dubious. Morning to you, Mike.
Morning, Andrew. How's things?
Very well indeed. This is a big thrill to be on a horse for Aquis and the owners and Kieran Maher and David Eustace with an unbelievable live chance off the horse's last win.
Yeah, definitely. He's a horse that colt that is going the right way about it. And I'm really, really looking forward to the challenge of this race. And fortunately, Kieran's mother pulled us out of a beautiful barrier, so makes it all that much easier.
Don't know whether you were watching the draw, mate. She was really patient. She played she played it right up, deciding which one she was going to pick.
Yeah, I did watch it. I was actually in the spa sweating at home because I had races that day here. But I did watch it. And as they say, Andrew, good things take time.
Exactly. It was either going to be 7 or 17. Thankfully, it was 7. Just off that Eagle Farm win, the horse just looks to be in the right place. And with that barrier, you should be able to slot him wherever you want to go.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Kieran and David have got this horse just low-flying at the moment. They've been patient. You know, they've spaced his runs. And he will be spot-on for the day. And I'm very confident that as they are, that he's done everything, ticked all the boxes. So I'm upbeat and looking forward to it.
Is it just the way that he lets down that it does excite you, Mike?
His attitude, Andrew. He's laid back. He's a cool customer. He rises to the occasion, and he just doesn't get overawed about the whole occasion. Like with that humidity that you have there, and that they have in Gold Coast. You know, a lot of horses melt, especially with a big crowd and the day. I can guarantee you he'll just go about his way and do his business. And hopefully at the end of the race, I'm the one saluting.
Have you watched some of the other key chances in races? Are you one that does that?
Yep, definitely. I'm aware of all the key chances in the race and where they will be. But in saying that, a lot of the key hopes are drawn bad barriers, yep. Apart from Accelerates, is drawn only a couple outside us. So, you know, at the end of the day, you've got to be aware of every single horse in the race. They're in here for a reason, and it's a massive race. So I'm not just focusing on two or three of the better hopes. I've got to concentrate on every single horse in the race.
Understand. He's in the right place. That's the key with him. You've got two or three other rides. You're on Smart Alyssum, a horse for Lindsay Park, who has been running quite well down pre-Christmas in Melbourne.
Been going very, very well, and this is a race they've targeted for a long since the start of the prep, and he'll be spot on for the day, and I can really see him being in the finish.
Okay. Mate, safe travels up. We'll see you at the racetrack tomorrow. You're in with a live chance in a $2 million two-year-old race, so we wish you the very best.
Thanks, Andrew. And I just want to come with regards to a close mate, Damien Brown, who's in hospital at the moment. So hopefully it all goes well, and wish him my best.